What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hello everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and this is Preview to the Championship. This show is a preview of the 2022 College Football National Championship game between the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs. On the program, we break down the National Championship game with William Galloway. William is the co-host of the Mean Streets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering the University of Alabama men's basketball program. William is a graduate of the University of Alabama and a huge supporter of Alabama sports, including the university football program. On the program, we recap the Crimson Tide victory over Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl. In addition, we talk about Bryce Young, Nick Saban, and keys to victory for Alabama to beat Georgia in the national championship game. We'll have William coming up on the program, but right after the break, we'll have the 2021 season review for the University of Georgia football program. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Preview to the Championship.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is...
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease, from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus, from a mosquito. A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen. Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
Oh, there's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
Oh, there's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the season review of the 2021 University of Georgia football program. First, for the Georgia Bulldogs, they finished the number third-ranked team in the country in the college football playoff football rankings, college football playoff rankings. And again, Kirby Smart doing a great job in his sixth year at the helm as the head coach of the Bulldogs. His offensive coordinator in his second season is Todd Monken. And the co-defensive coordinator in his first year is Will Muschamp, and the co-defensive coordinator in his third year is Glenn Schumann. So again, all of the everything was in favor for Georgia this year. They finished with a record of 13-1. And here's how their record boiled down. Hey, here's how everything went for the 2021 season. The University of Georgia would go on to beat Clemson 10-3. And then in their second game of the year, Georgia had their way with UAB. Final score was 56-7. In the third game between going up against conference rival South Carolina, they would beat South Carolina 40-13. In their next game, which was against Vanderbilt, they had their way with Vanderbilt. Final score was 62-0. Then their next game would be another SEC foe going up against Arkansas. They would shut out Arkansas 37-0. Their next challenge came against Auburn, where they would easily beat Auburn 34-10. Their next challenge came up against the Kentucky Wildcats, and again, Georgia handled their business, beating Kentucky 30-13. And then it was the world's biggest cocktail party in Jacksonville as Georgia would take on Florida, and the Bulldogs handled their business, beating the Gators 34-7. And then there was another SEC rivalry game as Georgia took on Missouri, where the Bulldogs handled their business, beating Missouri 43-6. And then the wins continued to come as they would go to Knoxville to play the Tennessee Volunteers, and Georgia would beat Tennessee 41-17. The next game came against a non-conference opponent in Charleston Southern, where Georgia would beat Charleston Southern 56-7. And then there was an in-state rivalry game in the Battle of Georgia as the Bulldogs would battle the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. And it was no problem. It was a no-brainer as the Bulldogs continued to handle their business. It was final score Georgia 45, Georgia Tech 0. And then it came down to the SEC championship game where Georgia would lose to Alabama. Final score was 41-24. But Georgia would redeem themselves and they would beat number two-ranked Michigan in the Orange Bowl to beat the Wolverines 34-11. So that's the 2021 season review for the Bulldogs. Again, JT Daniels got injured in the game. It got injured at the beginning part of the year. Stetson Bennett comes in, and Stetson comes in and has a solid year, has a fantastic year this year for the Bulldogs, and along with tight end Brock Bowers. Also on the running side, Zamir White was efficient this year. So a lot of things happened for the Bulldogs this year. The Bulldogs handling their business in the SEC East. Again, the SEC East is Florida, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and just some of the schools that have been powerhouses for a long time in the SEC East. But Georgia handling their business this year and, of course, beating Michigan in the Orange Bowl to earn their spot in the national championship game. Another important part of the puzzle this year was James Cook. James Cook handled his business, and he did what he needed to do on the running side as well. So, again, Georgia, they're back at it again. We have another Georgia-Alabama game, this time for the bigger stakes for the national championship. It's number one, versus number 3. And that's the season review of the 2021 Georgia Bulldogs. When we come back from the break, we'll do the season review of the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Preview to the Championship.
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can
mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
New puppies? Shop online at Chewy. Get food, beds, prescriptions, and more. We've got everything you need to welcome your new friend home. Plus, you get fast free shipping on orders over $49. Visit Chewy.com today.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can
mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can
mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can
mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Now it's time for the 2021 season review of the University of Alabama Crimson Tide. Of course, Nick Saban is the head coach in his 15th year at the helm. In his first year as the offensive coordinator is Bill O'Brien. The defensive coordinator in his third season is Pete Golding. And the co-defensive coordinator in his third year is Charles Kelly. And again, Alabama currently the number one ranked team in the country, in the college football playoff rankings. And, man, picking up right where they left off. I mean, Alabama, the dominance just continues for the Crimson Tide. So let's give you just a season review or a recap of how we got, how the Crimson Tide got to this point. Let's start off with week one, where they took on the 14th, at the time, the 14th ranked team in the country, the University of Miami, in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. Alabama handled their business, beating the U 44-13. The next game was a non-conference opponent against Mercer. Alabama handled their business, beating Mercer 48-14. The next game became was their first SEC conference game against the Florida Gators. Bama would win in a close one, 31-29. The following week, it would be a game against Southern Miss. It was all Bama. The Tide would win 63-14. Next up was a rivalry game against the Ole Miss Rebels. Bama handled their business, beating Ole Miss 42-21. Things would change, however, as they would head to Kyle Field in College Station, Texas, to take on a tough Texas A&M Aggie team, and the Aggies would pull off the upset and beat the Crimson Tide 41-38, giving Alabama its first loss of the year. After that, it would be smooth sailing from here on out. The next game would be a rivalry game against Mississippi State. The Crimson Tide come back strong to beat the Bulldogs 49-9. Next up was a rivalry game against Tennessee. They would beat the Volunteers 52-24. Next game would be a rivalry game against LSU. You know it's always a dogfight when the Tide and the Tigers go head-to-head. In a close game, Alabama would win 20-14. Next up was a out of conference game against New Mexico State. Alabama would win 59-3. Next up was Alabama going up against Arkansas. What a thrilling game that was, but Alabama would hold on to win 42-35. And then in the Iron Bowl, again, just this rivalry is just phenomenal between Alabama and Auburn. It took four overtimes to do it, but Alabama would beat Auburn 24-22. And then, of course, the SEC championship game, the Crimson Tide went up against the Georgia Bulldogs. Alabama had their way with Georgia, 41-24. And then, of course, in the Cotton Bowl, between with the Crimson Tide going up against the fourth-ranked team, according to the College Football Playoff rankings, the Cincinnati Bearcats, it was all Crimson Tide as they beat Cincinnati 27-6. So that's the season review for the University of Alabama. Bryce Young, this year's Heisman Trophy winner. What a phenomenal season that he had, but not just with him. How about Brian Robinson and Jameson Williams? And John Mechie had a fantastic year as well before he suffered the injury in the Iron Bowl against Auburn. And, man, of course, Cameron Latu played his role and did his part this season. There's just so many people that played a big role on this team for the Tide, like Ja'Cory Brooks. Also, you also had on the defensive side Will Anderson, also Dallas Turner, Christian Harris, so many great Fedarian Mathis, just so many great top-notch players, NFL-caliber players on Alabama squad. Nick Saban just doing what Nick Saban does best, continuing to just year after year just to be such a model of consistency, not just in college football but in sports in general. So there you have it right there. That's the 2021 season review for the Alabama Crimson Tide. When we come back from the break, we'll profile Kirby Smart. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Preview to the Championship.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can
mix and match two or more.
Item minimum, pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The season of giving is winding down, and Purple has one final surprise under the pillow. Make that pillows. Purple is giving everyone a free set of sheets plus two free pillows. Thanks to the GelFlex Grid, Purple mattresses breathe, so you won't sleep too hot or too cold, no matter what season it is. They're soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and instantly respond to movement. Get your great night's sleep and a free set of sheets plus two free pillows with the purchase of select mattresses at purple.com/sleepwell. Terms apply.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Time to take this submarine back up.
But it's tax season up there, Captain.
You know, all that stressing over taxes isn't necessary with TaxAct.
How did you get...
April here to remind you that with TaxAct, you're guaranteed your maximum refund while filing for less.
Beats being submerged for another month. Hey, Captain?
To your stations. We're headed home.
Guess I should probably close that window I opened.
What?
Kidding. Switch to TaxAct today and start for free.
Restrictions apply. Price at filing subject to change. See TaxAct.com for guaranteed details.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The season of giving is winding down, and Purple has one final surprise under the pillow. Make that pillows. Purple is giving everyone a free set of sheets plus two free pillows. Thanks to the GelFlex Grid, Purple mattresses breathe, so you won't sleep too hot or too cold, no matter what season it is. They're soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and instantly respond to movement. Get your great night's sleep and a free set of sheets plus two free pillows with the purchase of select mattresses at purple.com/sleepwell. Terms apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's profile head coach for the University of Georgia, Kirby Smart. Kirby is in his sixth year at the helm as the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, and certainly Kirby is one that has had a very decorated career thus far. His college career started as an administrative assistant at the University of Georgia in 1990. Then in 2000, he was the defensive backs coach at Valdosta State. And then in 2001, he was the defensive coordinator at Valdosta State. Then from 2000 to 2003, he was a graduate assistant at Florida State. In 2004, he was the defensive backs coach for the LSU Tigers under Nick Saban. And then in 2005, he was the running backs coach for Georgia. And then in 2006, he reunited with Nick Saban again, this time in the NFL as a safeties coach for the Miami Dolphins. In 2007, he would follow Nick Saban again. He would this time as the assistant head coach and defensive backs coach for the University of Alabama. And then from 2008 to 2015, he was the defensive coordinator at Alabama. And then from since 2016 to the current, he is the head coach of the University of Georgia Bulldogs. And Kirby, again, so far his overall head coaching record is 65 wins and 15 losses. And his current bowl record is 5 wins and 2 losses. He's won one SEC championship as a coach, and that was in 2017. That was the year that the Bulldogs had an overall record of 13-2. And it currently... He's won 4 SEC East championships. He's a 2-time SEC Coach of the Year. And again, just looking at his head coaching record, his first year in his first year at Georgia in 2016, he had an overall record of 8-5, winning the Liberty Bowl. In 2017, he won the SEC Coach of the Year. He had an overall record of 13-2. He would win his team. The Bulldogs would win the Rose Bowl, beating Oklahoma, but they would lose in the national championship game to the Alabama Crimson Tide. And in 2018, a record of 11-3, they would lose in the Sugar Bowl. This time they would, you know, they would lose in the Sugar Bowl in 2018. 2019, they would go 12-2, and then they would win the Sugar Bowl, losing the Sugar Bowl in 2018, but winning in 2019, beating the Baylor Bears. And then in the COVID year of 2020, the overall record was 8-2, and then they would go on to win the Peach Bowl, beating the University of Cincinnati. And this year in 2021, Kirby Smart, SEC Coach of the Year, with a record of 13-1, currently ranked third in the college football playoff rankings. They would win the Orange Bowl, easily beating the University of Michigan, and which would give the Bulldogs a berth in this year's college football playoff national championship game. So Kirby Smart, very young in his coaching career, but man, he's already done a lot in such a short amount of time, and of course is a disciple of Nick Saban, so we know he comes from good stock. And when we come back from the break, we'll profile Alabama head coach Nick Saban. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Preview to the Championship.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The season of giving is winding down, and Purple has one final surprise under the pillow. Make that pillows. Purple is giving everyone a free set of sheets plus two free pillows. Thanks to the GelFlex Grid, Purple mattresses breathe, so you won't sleep too hot or too cold, no matter what season it is. They're soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and instantly respond to movement. Get your great night's sleep and a free set of sheets plus two free pillows with the purchase of select mattresses at purple.com/sleepwell. Terms apply.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is...
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease, from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus, from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more. $5.99 each at Domino's.
two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Greatness is a word that's used a lot. But, however, greatness is what you could describe Alabama head coach Nick Saban. The man has done a lot. He's done a lot in his career, and he continues to be the model of excellence when it comes to college football and just sports in general. His overall current head coaching record in college is 269 wins, 66 losses, and one tie. His career bowl record is 18 wins and 10 losses. And his current record in the college football playoff is 9 wins and 3 losses. His college career began as a graduate assistant at Kent State University from 1973 and 1974. And then from 1975 to 1976, he was the linebackers coach at Kent State. He spent one season as the outside linebackers coach at Syracuse. And then from 1978 to 1979, he was the defensive backs coach at West Virginia. And then from 1980 and 1981, he was the defensive backs coach at Ohio State. And then he spent one year as the defensive backs coach at Navy in 1982. And then from 1983 to 1987, he was the defensive coordinator and defensive backs coach at Michigan State. And then Saban would transfer from college briefly to the NFL. In his first run in the National Football League, he was the defensive backs coach for the Houston Oilers from 1988 to 1989. And then in 1990, he was the head coach at Toledo. And then he would transition back to the NFL, where he served as defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns from 1991 to 1994. And then transitioning back to college from 1995 to 1999, he was the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans. And then a job that would change the trajectory of the SEC from 2000 to 2004, he would be the head coach of the LSU Tigers in revitalizing that program, graduating more student athletes and also winning a national championship during his time at LSU. Then he would transition back to the NFL, where he would be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins between 2005 and 2006. And then from 2007 to the present, coming back to college football and becoming the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, where he has been since 2007. And, man, what a accomplishments he's had, such as winning 7 national championships, 10 SEC championships, 1 MAC championship, also winning 14 SEC West division titles, also a 5-time SEC Coach of the Year. I mean, Nick Saban just continues to do his thing in the conference, and is just to continue to dominate in college football. So let's kind of give you just some achievements of what he's done in his head coaching career so far. Again, his only season as the head coach at Toledo in 1990, he had an overall record of 9-2, tying for first place in the Mid-American Conference. And then making his return to college football in 1995, his first year at Michigan State, a record of 6-5-1, losing the Independence Bowl. In 1996 at Michigan State, a record of 6-6, losing the Sun Bowl. In 1997, a record of 7-5. He would lose in the Aloha Bowl. 1998, a record of 6-6, it was not bowl eligible. And his last year at Michigan State, a record of 9-2, where he would play in the Citrus Bowl. And then we had the transition over to LSU. His first year in 2000, a record of 8-4, winning the Peach Bowl. 2001, a record of 10-3, winning the Sugar Bowl. In 2002, a record of 8-5, would lose in the Cotton Bowl. 2003, winning the Sugar Bowl, winning the national, which was the national championship game, beating the Oklahoma Sooners. And his last year at LSU, a record of 9-3, losing in the Capital One Bowl. And then after 2 years in the National Football League, returning to college, where he would become the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. In his first year in 2007, finishing with a record of 2-6, however, the Crimson Tide would win the Independence Bowl. The following year, 2008, a record of 12-2, would lose in the Sugar Bowl. 2009, perfect record, 14-0, would win the BCS National Championship game, beating the University of Texas. 2010, a record of 10-3, would go on to win the Capital One Bowl. 2011, a record of 12-1, would win the BCS National Championship game, beating LSU. 2012, a record of 13-1, once again, winning the BCS National Championship game, beating Notre Dame. 2013, a record of 11-2, would lose in the Sugar Bowl. And then we had in 2014, a record of 12-2, would lose again in the Sugar Bowl. 2015 would bounce back strong with a record of 14-1, winning the Cotton Bowl and the College Football Playoff National Championship game. 2016, a record of 14-1, would win the Peach Bowl, however, would lose the College Football Playoff National Championship game. 2017 bounces back strong with a record of 13-1, wins the Sugar Bowl and would win the College Football Playoff National Championship game, beating Georgia. 2018, a record of 14-1, would lose in a College Football Playoff National Championship game. 2019, a record of 11-2, would win the Citrus Bowl. 2020, which was the COVID year, a record of 13-0, would win the Rose Bowl and the College Football Playoff National Championship game. And 2021, which is where we currently are, well, this season that just passed, a record of 13-1, winning the Cotton Bowl, beating the University of Cincinnati and earning a berth in the College Football Playoff National Championship game against Georgia, which is where we stand. And, man, Nick Saban, man, just definitely, you know, a Hall of Fame statue will definitely be in his future whenever he decides to hang it up, which won't be anytime soon. The recruits are coming in, and he's just got it right now, NFL-style talent. He's had experience coaching in the NFL as a coordinator and bringing – that style to college football. I mean, a man has been a teacher for a long time. Of course, I mentioned about Kirby Smart being a disciple of Nick Saban and learning under him. And just, you know, this is a game again of teacher versus pupil. The last time these two teams met in a national championship game was 2018, Alabama winning in a close one, 26-23. So there could be some fireworks in this game, but to break it all down more into detail, as well as recapping the Crimson Tide victory over Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl, is William Galloway. William is the co-host of the Mean Streets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering the University of Alabama men's basketball program. He's also a graduate of the University of Alabama and a huge supporter of Alabama sports, including the university football program. We recap the Crimson Tide victory over Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl. Also, we talk about Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young, Nick Saban, and keys to victory for Alabama to beat Georgia in the national championship game. William is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Preview to the Championship.
In the time before AT&T Fiber Internet...
What are you doing in me dungeon?
It's the only place where the bloody Wi-Fi works.
Oh, and you don't mind the spiders?
Spiders? What spiders? Oh, no, they're everywhere!
In the time after AT&T Fiber Internet.
It's nice having fast, reliable Wi-Fi in the whole house.
For sure.
The dawn of a better Internet era with AT&T Fiber.
Limited availability in select areas. Check eligibility at att.com/getfiber. AT&T Smart Wi-Fi extenders may be required. Sold separately. Restrictions apply.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped below 3%, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big. You could lower your monthly payment and prepare yourself for a better financial future. But you've got to act now. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
First and goal from the 8. Young throws, has his man, touchdown, Slade Bolden.
field down here at the bottom.
And they throw deep to an open receiver inside the 10, Ja'Cory Brooks, down to the pylon, touchdown, Alabama. Let's make sure it was a touchdown. We'll take a close look in replay. The AT&T 5G pylon camera. Brian Cook desperately trying to force 173 yards rushing for Robinson. Young over the middle. Touchdown, Alabama. Cameron Latu.
A delay right here. He's going to act like he's blocking and then slip to this side of the end zone by design. Bryce Young drifts to his right. He knows he's coming back to that side of the field.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN, and that was the Alabama Crimson Tide handling their business, beating the Cincinnati Bearcats in the 2021 Cotton Bowl Classic at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And that was Alabama quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young throwing three touchdown passes in the game to Slade Bolden, Ja'Cory Brooks, and Cameron Latu. And to talk more about this game, including Bryce Young and the upcoming national championship game against the Georgia Bulldogs, we want to welcome him back to the program. He's the co-host of the Mean Streets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to Alabama basketball, but he also is an advocate and a big fan of the University of Alabama sports, as he's also a graduate of the university, William Galloway. William, welcome back to the program and Happy New Year.
Ed, Happy New Year. Thank you for having me on again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. I appreciate you, man, for taking your time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. What were your takeaways from Alabama's victory over Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl?
I loved it. I loved every single second of it. You know, a big-time win. Anytime you can get to the college football playoff is a significant accomplishment, much less get a win in the playoff to then secure a spot in the national championship. So 27-6 in that 1-4 matchup. And it was something that it wasn't a level of domination the way that Georgia on paper just dominated Michigan. But all around, Alabama was very, very productive and very, very effective in all three aspects of the game. And so I really enjoyed taking that one in. I got to kind of sit back on the couch, enjoy the game on TV, enjoy the broadcast. But even though, like I said, they didn't blow Cincinnati out of the water like Georgia blew Michigan out of the water, I think Alabama dominated and did what they needed to do and maybe didn't show too much in order to set themselves up for another game with Georgia here in just a couple days in the national championship.
All right, and I want to ask you, I know people were very upset about how the way the game turned out, because people were saying maybe Ohio State should have snuck in the college football playoff instead of Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati was undefeated throughout the regular season, and, you know, despite the lack of competitiveness in the game, I mean, Cincinnati deserved the right to play Alabama in the Cotton Bowl. Do you think it was right for Cincinnati to take on Alabama? Do you think maybe the Tide should have had Ohio State, or do you think it was fair to have Cincinnati in the playoff?
I think it was fair to have Cincinnati. I mean, you had Ohio State was a two-loss team, and I don't want to say they struggled with Utah in the Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, but Utah was a three-loss team entering that game. And, you know, there had been so much talk over group of five teams as opposed to power five teams, and should they make the playoffs, should they not. UCF didn't get in after having an undefeated season in 2017 when Alabama went on to win the national championship. But this Cincinnati team led by Luke Fickell, they were good enough to compete. And, you know, they had a win over Notre Dame. And so they had the resume, and Notre Dame, of course, was a college football playoff team last year that played Alabama in Dallas. And so I think there were a lot of contributing factors that said, you know, if this is going to happen, this is going to be the year. Let's put this undefeated Cincinnati team in. Let's see what they do. Of course, losing by three touchdowns isn't a great showing, especially if you're not a Power 5 team. But, you know, what are you going to do when you go up against Alabama? Because I think you know this as well as anybody, there are two good teams in college football this year, and there have been two good teams from the start. It's Alabama and Georgia, and this is turning out to be exactly how we knew it was going to be back in August, really.
Yeah, rightfully so. And then again, I piggyback on what you were saying, William, that Cincinnati earned the right to be there. I mean, I know there were some skeptics because of the conference that they play in. They don't play in a Power Five, as you mentioned earlier, but nevertheless, they earned that right, and they had the opportunity to take on Alabama, and they hung with them for a little bit, but in the end, it was all Crimson Tide. So I want to move along now to Bryce Young. Bryce Young had three touchdown passes in this game. He completed 17 out of 28 passes for 181 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception. Give me your thoughts on Bryce's performance in the Cotton Bowl.
He's been fantastic all season long, and I think what was special about Bryce in this game, and you look at what he had to do in Georgia and what he had to do in that 97-yard drive against Auburn to close out the Iron Bowl. So these last three games, he's done what he needs to do, right? He's not a one-trick pony. Well, if he's not playing well, if he's not throwing well, he can't get it done. He'll get it done on his feet. He'll get it done through the air. He can do it. He can get the job done in the pocket, out of the pocket, with 2 minutes left on the game clock. He can score on the first drive. He's just a do-it-all player. And so I think what is most impressive about Bryce is that ability to play in any circumstance, under any situation, and do whatever is needed to be done. He's a dynamic quarterback, obviously young as a sophomore. He is young as a sophomore, but he had some significant accomplishments in this game. You mentioned those stats, but he also broke the single-season passing yard record, passing last year's Mac Jones to over 4,500 yards, and he came into that game with 4,322 passing yards. Obviously, he's now the record holder after surpassing Mac Jones. He also set the school record for most passing touchdowns in a season at 44, and that's something that people had their eye on in the SEC championship game. Ultimately, it was surpassed in that semifinal game versus Cincinnati. Like I said, he could score from any time at any point, and it was that opening drive where he had that touchdown pass to Slade Bolden to set that record. He's so effective. He's so dynamic, and I think the thing that sets him apart from other quarterbacks you see in college football is his poise and his ability to stay calm, regardless of the situation, time, snap count, whatever it is, play clock count, whatever, score. He's just very content, and he's cool under pressure. And honestly, he's one of the best quarterbacks I've seen in my 23 years of life at Alabama. I would put Bryce at the very top because, you know, we haven't seen a Heisman-winning quarterback at Alabama. And there's been great ones. Mac has been great. Tua was great. Jalen was great. A.J. McCarron, guys like that. But, Ed, I don't know if you agree with me. I think Bryce is the best quarterback we've seen in the last two decades come through Alabama.
Yeah, I would piggyback on that as well, William. I think as far as you mentioned those quarterbacks, Tua and Jalen and Mac, they were all great. I think Tua and Jalen had the strong arm and the athletic ability, and Mac had the pocket presence. But Bryce is just a combination of everything, the pocket presence, the arm accuracy, the arm strength. He's really the total package out of all the quarterbacks that have stepped up in Alabama within the last decade. Also, you could put Greg McElroy in there as well, and also John Parker Wilson. And I want to stay with Bryce for a moment. Bryce won this year's Heisman Trophy and was definitely deserving of it. In your opinion, William, what do you think set Bryce apart from the other candidates in the Heisman race for him to win?
You know, he was one of the highest-rated players coming to Alabama straight out of high school. And, you know, five-star from Modern Day, just a lot of hype around him. But I mentioned his poise. And he's so solid in terms of he's a great passer. He can get the job done on his feet. That was something that a lot of Alabama fans were concerned about. I remember the fourth and goal or third and goal at Florida earlier this year where he had the opportunity to – Alabama ended up scoring, I believe, in this red zone possession, but he could have run the ball in, and he looked scared and wanted to make the pass. He's grown in that ability. He's really learned from his own experiences in big-time games, and I think losing that game to Texas A&M, like he said, really made him – find more of a respect for winning and seek to do that every week. And so I think his just his ability mixed with his attitude, mixed with his the guys he has around him, and just being a Saban coach player is what makes him so exceptional.
You know, I interviewed someone that is associated with Ohio State, and of course, the other candidates that were in the Heisman race with Bryce was C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, and then you had Aiden Hutchinson from the University of Michigan. And this gentleman had said that the campaign has already begun for C.J. Stroud to win the Heisman in 2022. In your opinion, William, do you think that Bryce Young can repeat as a Heisman winner next year, possibly with having Bryce and CJ 1-2 again? Do you think the argument is there that Bryce could repeat as Heisman next year?
I think so. I mean, with all the talent that he has around him, the talent he possesses himself, but then the talent he possesses around him, you've got young guys like JoJo Earl who are going to come back and gain more experience. Ja'Cory Brooks, a talented freshman receiver that caught the game tying touchdown versus Auburn in the Iron Bowl, a more experienced offensive line, and a fleet of young running backs that can not only help the versatility of the offense being not just a pass-first offense but a dynamic rushing offense and also blocking and being run blockers. Bryce has fantastic tools around him. Alabama is, of course, unanimously the number one team in the country this year, but I think you'll see an even better team out of Tuscaloosa next year, and that will only make Bryce that much better. You look at all the talent that Mac Jones had last year, and that made him such an exceptional first-round draft pick. Bryce's stock right now is undoubtedly top three, top five player, you know, would be in this year's draft if he was eligible. I think this next season could solidify him as not only a back-to-back Heisman, but also a number one overall pick in that 2023 NFL draft.
Wow. So this person that I had spoken with, they begun the campaign for C.J. Stroud to win next year's Heisman Trophy. So from the sounds of it, it looks like you're beginning the campaign for Bryce Young to win the Heisman in 2022, correct?
I will absolutely take the reins on that campaign.
All right, fair enough. I want to move along now to other parts of the offense on the offense for Alabama. Brian Robinson, what a year he had. He finished the Cotton Bowl with 25 carries with 198 rushing yards. Just give me your thoughts on Brian's play in this game.
Yeah, Brian's one of those guys who has just been waiting his turn, kind of just sitting back, working hard in practice, getting his reps in, studying all his film throughout these last 4 years. And then now with this COVID eligibility and unfortunately from past injuries, coming into his fifth year at Alabama, is the guy at running back. And I think he's got the strength, he's got the charisma, and also he's got the trust of the guys in that locker room that he can say, hey, hand me the ball, and I'm gonna do what I can do. 134 yards rushing in the first half. It's been an interesting year for Alabama in terms of running backs because with injuries and with different guys in different games and different matchups facing a variety of defenses, you know, Alabama had 6 rushing yards versus LSU, and that was a home game for the Crimson Tide. And so being able to be called upon in the biggest game of the year to date, Brian Robinson was able to answer the call, as I think he's kind of earned his way up to being able to answer the call and really worked his way up to that as well. But he was just fantastic. He's a bruiser. If I had to put a nickname on him, I'd call him Brian the Bruiser.
Yeah, he is a power back to the core, William. And I want to stay with Brian just for a moment. You mentioned about his eligibility status, with the COVID eligibility and then, of course, him being injured. What's his status? Is he done or is he going to get a comeback for one more year? Because I know he's a grad student and then he'll enter the NFL draft. What's his status like at Alabama?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. And are you asking in terms of if he would come back for a sixth year?
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure on that, but I wouldn't imagine it would be too far off for him to come back. I also think it'd be feasible for him to go, you know, if he's able to have another big game on the big stage. Obviously, that gives him a lot of recognition, a lot of film to work with. And against a quality opponent like Georgia, one of the best defenses in the country, you know, if he can have over a 150-yard rushing game or something like that, or a game that mimics what he had against Cincinnati in the semifinal, I think that would solidify him as a solid, maybe a second-round pick. And then it depends what he was able to do this spring in terms of draft status. If he were to put his name into the combine, if scouts think. But ultimately, you know, Nick Saban has put so many people into the NFL. He knows the type of players that coaches and programs are looking for. And so I would look – I would kind of reverse Uno card this one and say point this one to Saban, because he's got just the scientific method on how to put guys in the NFL.
Awesome. All right. I want to move along now quickly to the receiving side. Ja'Cory Brooks, you mentioned his name earlier when we talked about Bryce Young. You mentioned that Ja'Cory is definitely going to be someone to watch out for in 2022. In this game, he had four catches for 66 yards and a touchdown. And Jameson Williams, he stepped up big when the injury happened to John Metchie. Williams in this game had seven catches for 62 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Brooks and Williams in their Cotton Bowl performance.
They were fantastic. And the ability that we talked about with Bryce to spread the field, I mean, guys like Latu and Bolden also had a touchdown. And that's going to be really important versus Georgia. Can you go to Brooks? Obviously, you're going to go to Williams. He's your number one target, Jameson Williams. But if Brooks can spread the field and they can kind of play with Georgia's secondary and really make them work, make them be all over the field, change from man to zone, that would be a recipe for success for Alabama to do well in the passing game. But Brooks has a really bright future, a speedster. I think he was the number 51 player in the ESPN rankings coming out of high school just last year. And then obviously Williams, the transfer from Ohio State, has been dynamic. I'm wondering if we're going to see something from Williams in the special teams game, because, you know, he's returned some kickoffs for touchdowns this year. So he can be a playmaker really all over the field in all aspects of the game.
All right. And then on the defensive side, man, Will Anderson, what a year he had this year. Will, in the Cotton Bowl, he had two tackles and he had two sacks, man. Will Anderson is just a stud all year long for the Crimson Tide. Just give me your thoughts on Will's play in this game.
I don't think there's been a better player in the last 5 years to watch at Alabama than Will Anderson. You know, Tua was really exciting. Devontae Smith was explosive. Henry Ruggs was fast. But, I mean, this guy is unlike anything we've ever seen. Two sacks in the last game. I think he's up to 17 and a half sacks. So he is just absolutely blowing offensive lines to pieces. He's in the quarterback's face within a matter of seconds. And he's around some other really good players, like Dallas Turner has really come on as a good pass rusher. And so it's not like teams can just double up Will Anderson. He's still shooting the gaps on double teams and getting sacks in games. I think he's got eight straight games with a sack, but playing alongside Phil Mathis, he is explosive. He's dynamic, and he's one of those guys too. We talked about Bryce Young just a few minutes ago, potentially repeating for the Heisman. You know, Will Anderson had, I think it was the second or third amount of first place votes for the Heisman behind Bryce. And I wouldn't be surprised if Will Anderson had really good odds to win that trophy next year and become the first defensive player to do it in a long time.
Yeah, it's very difficult for defensive players to win a Heisman. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the last defensive player to win the Heisman was Charles Woodson from the University of Michigan. But you just never know. I mean, offense gets a lot of attention, but defense is the one that normally is a big sustainer in game. So Alabama pulled off an impressive win over Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl. Final score was 27-6. I want to talk now about Nick Saban. I mean, William, the greatness continues for Nick, and he's showing no signs of slowing down. Just give me your thoughts on Nick's coaching performance in the Cotton Bowl and how he's done, in your opinion, up until this point in his career.
You know, so many people are so ready for him to leave, and I understand that because he has changed the game and altered the scene of college football. I would say for the better because I'm an Alabama fan, but for so many people, it's for the worse. You think about the addition of a new recruiting period to have that early signing day. You think about expanding the playoffs because Alabama and LSU made that national championship. It was a one-conference national championship in 2011. I could point out a variety of rules that have been changed because of things that he's done and the success that he's had at Alabama. And I really wonder, once this is all over, whether it's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, maybe 15 years from now, probably not. He's 70 years old. But how much of college football is going to go back to what it was like 10 or 15 years ago from this point in time? Because there's been so many rule changes, there's been so much coaching turnover, just because everybody is chasing Saban. He has set the standard, and I don't think we're ever going to see anything like this for another 100 years, because the domination, not only just to win championships, but to win it in the amount of time that he's done it, six at Alabama in 13 years, maybe it's 14 years, is just unprecedented, and I don't think we'll ever see something like this again.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's all, he's one of those once-in-a-lifetime people and one of those once-in-a-lifetime coaches that can get it done. I want to stay in the SEC for a moment. You know, Nick, you said Nick Saban has laid the foundation and the groundwork for winning in college football, but I want to bring up some other names in the SEC for a moment. Sam Pittman, Brian Harsin, the new hire for Florida, Billy Napier. You've got Kirby Smart at Georgia. There's Mark Stoops, followed by you've got Lane Kiffin, Mike Leach. You have Elijah Drinkwitz. There's Shane Beamer and Josh Heupel, who were recently hired by South Carolina and Tennessee. Of course, there's Clark Lee, and you have Jimbo Fisher, and then there's the new hire at LSU with Brian Kelly. The SEC is like its own national championship within itself. Do you think Nick, I know at least for the next 3 to 5 years, Nick has got recruits locked up for the Tide program. Do you think Nick will have any problems continuing to get top recruits because you've got Brian Kelly at LSU now, Billy Napier is at Florida, and of course the SEC, as I said earlier, it's its own world. Do you think Nick will have any problems getting those top recruits to play for the Tide going forward?
I think it's going to be more of a challenge, and I think the framework and the layout of college football is going to change, especially if the committee decides to expand this playoff. But I don't think he'll have a problem getting who he wants, because at this point, and it's kind of been this way, I'd say, for the last 6 or 7 years, Saban kind of gets who he wants, not who he needs. He can kind of just handpick and say, here's an offer from Alabama. And to any high school recruit in the country, that's a golden ticket. You know, you don't really turn down a chance to go to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. You shouldn't turn down the opportunity to go play at Alabama. And, yes, you know, there are a lot of other successful coaches. Kirby has risen to the top of college football alongside Saban. Now, Dabo was able to do that too, but he couldn't sustain. You know, you look at the year that he had this year. And when I see the SEC, it's kind of like a family sitting around a Christmas tree, and Nick Saban's like the grandfather, and all the other SEC coaches, Pittman, Harsin, you know, the newer ones, and you've got the other guys like Kiffin. You look around, obviously, with Jimbo Fisher, even though he was able to beat Saban, the first former assistant. But the other coaches are kind of like the grandchildren that look up to the grandfather. And, you know, they say, oh, what'd you get us for Christmas this year? You know, it's kind of like the Alabama has carried the revenue checks and carried the success for this conference for so long that everyone just kind of looks up to Saban. And whether that's success-wise or program-wise, they're trying to chase after him and implement what they do and make their program mimic what Alabama does, and so that they can have success in this league.
All right, and of course, Nick Saban is definitely at the peak of his powers right now, definitely continuing to be the benchmark for coaching, not just in the SEC, but in college football. All right, William, let's get to the national championship game against Georgia. Again, this is a rematch of the SEC championship from back in December, where Alabama just had their way. They had their way with Georgia, beating them 41-24. Let's start off with the offensive side of the ball. What do you think the strategies are going to be for Alabama's offense to get points against Georgia's defense?
I think you've got to be able to – we talked about Brian Robinson earlier – get him going against a very good defensive front seven, really front four for Georgia. But then, you know, their secondary is – Georgia's secondary is going to look a lot stronger with the absence of John Metchie. And so guys that we've mentioned already, like Brooks and Latu and Bolden, have really got to step up to help Jamison Williams, because – if you can kind of bring that defense in and then expose the deep ball with Jamison Williams or speedy Ja'Cory Brooks, you'll be able to have success in kind of keeping Georgia on their toes. Because in the past, Alabama's been either so run-heavy against Georgia or so pass-heavy. And so I think if you can kind of keep Georgia on edge, not knowing what they're going to do next, Alabama will be able to have success offensively. And you know, Georgia's going to have more film on Alabama, obviously, having the experience of playing them. And so I think, you know, guys like Jordan Davis, who didn't have a great game against Alabama that first time, they're going to be able to figure out, you know, which holes to shoot and how the defensive front can play Alabama's offensive line, especially it's an Alabama offensive line that's been kind of depleted. So I'm really interested to see, you know, the matchups and how Alabama's play calling is going to be influenced with the absence of John Metchie.
All right, I want to move along now to the other side of the ball. Alabama's defense going up against a Georgia quarterback who stepped in this year and did very well, Stetson Bennett. And Stetson Bennett has put up some solid numbers this year, including beating Michigan in the Orange Bowl. So what's the strategy for Alabama's defense to contain Stetson Bennett in that Georgia offense?
You know, he's been impressive. He's never been super impressive, like having a Johnny Manziel-like or Cam Newton-type performance against Alabama. And when quarterbacks, you know, Deshaun Watson, especially in the national championship, are able to have success against Alabama, Alabama struggles mightily. And that kind of goes without saying. But I think Alabama's secondary just needs to do what they do. They need to be solid. They need to be steady. And I think they should be okay. Now, George Pickens is a tall, extremely talented wide receiver, and Alabama's DBs are not super tall. And so I think containing Pickens is going to have to be big. Obviously, 19, the tight end, is such a playmaker. So not getting lost in coverages, whether you're in man, whether you're in zone, but being able to find 19 and being able to find one, it's going to be key for Alabama's secondary. And then I think the front seven for Alabama just has to do what they do, because Will Anderson, Dallas Turner, Fedarian Mathis, all those guys are so talented. If they go out there and they do what they do, they should be able to make an impact and hopefully get to Stetson Bennett early on in the game.
All right, and you heard it from him. He's William Galloway giving us the 411 on the University of Alabama as they take on the University of Georgia in the College Football Playoff National Championship game in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Well, William, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. I know you're a big supporter of Crimson Tide football, but you're also the co-host of a show called the Mean Streets Podcast. And just tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. Obviously, always a pleasure and an honor to be on here with you, so thank you for having me. The Main Streets Podcast is something that I started with my friend Britton Johnson. Britton is a walk-on on the Alabama men's basketball team, and through all this new NCAA name, image, and likeness, all those deals, we were able to find a sponsorship from a local restaurant, Full Moon Barbecue, throughout the Southeast, and they sponsor our podcast. And we give weekly inside looks at Alabama men's basketball. You can follow the Mean Streets Podcast on Twitter and Instagram at Mean Streets Pod. And it's a really cool opportunity to kind of go behind the curtain of what happens in the Alabama basketball program, obviously the defending SEC champions. And so there's a lot of people that are interested in the success of the program and what they're doing this year. So we're kind of going on a week-by-week, game-by-game basis, doing a podcast explaining the ins and outs of this Alabama basketball team.
Awesome, awesome. And before I let you go, William, you know, sports and tailgating go hand in hand. So I want to ask you, what type of foods can we find at a Crimson Tide football tailgate?
Oh, man, you can find only the best of foods. In my time at Alabama in undergrad, there was never a shortage of places to go eat. There was fantastic barbecue. People grill fantastic burgers. And, you know, tailgate food, the you've got buffalo chicken dip. You've got barbecue sliders. You go to Alabama, and anybody will welcome you with open arms for a burger, for a drink, for a snack, for some popcorn or whatever. The scene in Tuscaloosa on game days is absolutely fantastic, and everyone's so hospitable and will welcome you with an open hand for some fantastic Southern food.
Awesome, awesome. I want to ask you, what are some of your foods that you enjoy eating at a Crimson Tide football game?
Well, the Stadium Dog at Alabama, I think, is undefeated. They've got a great deal. Some people might say, oh, stadium food's overpriced. Alabama's stadium hot dogs are so good. I always love some Full Moon or some Dreamland barbecue on a game day. Nothing kind of gets you right in the right frame of mind for an Alabama game like some great Alabama home-cooked barbecue, smothered in barbecue sauce, whether it's your traditional Carolina style or Texas style, whatever it is. Alabama white barbecue sauce, also a great option. I love some barbecue on a game day.
I want to ask you about the white barbecue sauce that is used in Alabama. Is it tangy or is it spicy? What's the taste like to you?
You know, it's a pretty smooth texture, kind of thick, and some people would mistake it for ranch, but it's cooler, but it's got a thin texture to it. Even though it's thick, it's very tough to describe. But it just gives you that right kick. That kind of, it's not too sweet, but it's not sour. It's cool and it's refreshing, honestly, and really brings out the taste in that hot barbecue. It cools it down, but just enough to where it'll spice up your barbecue a little bit.
All right, fair enough. And you heard it from him. He is William Galloway. So, William, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as the Mean Streets podcast and any websites that you have. You can let the listeners know about that as well.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. So I'm William Galloway at WM_Galloway on Twitter. You can follow me there for a lot of Alabama football and Alabama basketball, Alabama athletics-related content. And then the Mean Streets podcast, the only inside Alabama men's basketball podcast, brought to you by Full Moon Barbecue. You can follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Mean Streak Pod.
You heard it from him. He is William Galloway. He is the co-host of the Mean Streets podcast with his, along with his buddy Britton Johnson. The podcast gives you a full insight into Alabama men's basketball and also a diehard Alabama Crimson Tide football fan. William, thank you so much once again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know. And Happy New Year.
Thank you, Ed. Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be back with more right after this.
First and goal from the 8. Young throws, has his man, touchdown, Slade Bolden.
The field down here at the bottom.
And they throw deep to an open receiver inside the 10, Ja'Cory Brooks, down to the pylon, touchdown, Alabama. ...173 yards rushing for Robinson. Young, over the middle, touchdown, Alabama. Cameron Latu.
In the time before AT&T fiber internet.
Shame, shame, shame.
What did you do, love?
I ran out of internet data.
And they're making you shame walk.
No, it's just how I feel. Shame, shame.
In the time after AT&T fiber internet.
Nice to have unlimited internet data, right?
Right.
The dawn of a better internet era with AT&T fiber.
Limited availability in select areas. Check eligibility at att.com/get fiber. Restrictions apply.
.145/92
.180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like.
You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to William Galloway, co-host of the Mean Streets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering the University of the Alabama men's basketball program, and he's also a graduate of the University of Alabama and a huge supporter of Alabama sports, including the university football program. It was great to get his insights on the Crimson Tide's victory over Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl and talking about the keys to victory for Alabama to beat Georgia in the national championship game. Okay, before we get on out of here, let's just kind of give you the head-to-head rivalry and the history between Alabama and Georgia. Alabama currently leads the series 42-25-4. So Alabama leads the series with 42 wins, to also 25 losses, and 4 ties. Now, on December 1st, 2012, Alabama and Georgia played in the SEC championship game. Alabama would win 32-28. And then on January 8, 2018, which was the last time Alabama and Georgia played in the college football playoff national championship game, Alabama would beat Georgia in overtime, 26-23. And then December 1st of 2018, Alabama would beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, 35-28. Again, that was on December 1st, 2018. And then recently, December 4th of 2021, in the SEC championship game, Alabama would beat Georgia 41-24. So again, here we are. The college football national championship game between Alabama and Georgia. Again, the last time these two teams met in the national championship game was January 8th of 2018. And 18 with Alabama winning in overtime 26-23. And this was the game where Devontae Smith scored the game winning touchdown in overtime. And certainly this was a game that was a one for the record books. Again, Tua Tagovailoa threw a 41-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Smith, and that's how the game ended, with Alabama winning the national championship game in overtime. So never a dull moment in college football, never a dull moment in the SEC. Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to Preview to the Championship. Once again, a big special thank you to William Galloway, co-host of the Mean Streets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering the University of Alabama men's basketball program. And also, he's a graduate of the University of Alabama, giving us the 411 on Alabama football and their keys to victory to beat Georgia in the national championship game. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and you've listened to Preview to the Championship.